Chapter 9. The Queen and the Princess. In the court of a palace, you are never alone. There are always eyes watching and mouths gossiping. It is very easy to make enemies. You can get into trouble for sitting in the wrong place, smiling at the wrong person, or even reading the wrong book. When Catherine was queen, she was immune from any criticism because she had royal blood. My lady was not so lucky. The Boleyn family was nobility, but they were not royalty. Although Anne's grandfather was once the Lord Mayor of London, the people at court thought of her as a commoner. People were always watching her and waiting for her to do something wrong. Unfortunately for her, my mistress didn't disappoint them. Catherine's daughter, Princess Mary, returned to court and seemed to be a very angry young woman. Like her mother, she was a strong Catholic and refused to accept the new Church of England. She hated her baby sister Elizabeth, but most of all, she hated Anne Boleyn. I cannot forget the day she returned to court. The King and Queen sat in the great hall. Mary entered the room slowly. She bowed to her father, the King, but she ignored the Queen. "Your Majesty, thank you for inviting me to court," she said. King Henry held out his hand and she kissed it. "My child," he said, "welcome home. Bow to my new Queen." Mary pretended not to hear him. My mistress's face was hard like a mask. I knew she was furious, but she didn't say a word. Later, Anne said to Princess Mary, "Haven't you got any respect for adults? You must bow to me because I am the new queen." Mary looked at Anne, her dark eyes full of hate. "Madam," she said, "I respect my father, the king, and my mother, Queen Catherine. I do not respect prostitutes and thieves." Mary smiled sweetly and left the room. For once, my mistress had no answer, but I could see the dark thoughts in her head. Later that night, behind closed doors, I heard Anne talking to the king. "You must do something about Mary," she said. "That girl has no respect for me or for you." The next day, Mary was not smiling. The king took away her title, and Mary wasn't a princess anymore. Worse still, King Henry made her lady-in-waiting to her baby half-sister, Princess Elizabeth. Despite her punishment, Mary was still not obedient. Instead of going to the king's church, she met with her Catholic priests. The king punished Mary again. This time, he took away her jewels and elegant clothes. Dressed in black, she looked like a poor maidservant. All the servants were shocked by the punishment. However, they didn't blame the king for his cruelty to Mary. They blamed Anne. The people of London also blamed Anne for other things that King Henry did. To make the new Church of England strong, the king executed important Catholics like Sir Thomas More and Bishop Fisher. His guards hung the heads of these men on London Gate for everybody to see. My poor mistress was not responsible for any of these deaths, but the people blamed her for Henry's persecution of Catholics. She couldn't go into London alone, and she had no friends in the palace. Catherine was popular with her ladies-in-waiting and her servants because she always treated them fairly and kindly. But Anne wasn't kind to her ladies-in-waiting or her servants. Now she needed friends, but she couldn't trust anybody. I was her only friend.